A new report by U.S. intelligence agencies says Russian President Vladimir Putin directed efforts to try to swing last year's election in Donald Trump's favor. The report also concluded that China did not try to interfere. That runs counter to claims by the Trump campaign that China was trying to get Joe Biden elected. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us now for more. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Lisa.
So start off with Russia. What was the interference campaign Russia mounted last year, according to this report? And what did it do? Compare it to what it did when Trump was running against Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Yeah, sure. So the key element in the 2020 campaign, according to this report, is that Russia was using proxies, people who had ties to individuals in Trump's orbit. They cited a few examples, and I'll mention one here. They named Andrei Derkach. Now, he's a Ukrainian lawmaker who is accused of having ties to Russian intelligence. Now, we know he met with Rudy Giuliani, Trump's former lawyer. Giuliani is not mentioned in the report, but we do know just from public what we've seen publicly, both of these men were spreading these unsubstantiated claims that Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, were somehow involved in corruption in Ukraine. And so this, the report is saying this is the kind of thing that, that Russia was up to. Now, it is a contrast to 2016. Back then, the Russians hacked Democratic Party emails and they waged this big social media campaign. The U.S. was very unprepared at that point and really caught off guard. So I think the U.S. was much more prepared, both from a national security standpoint and from the public's perspective as well. And this likely led the Russians to take a different approach last year.
So we should note that the report also says that while Russia did interfere, there's no indication that Russia or any country tried to actually alter votes or voter registrations. So what impact did the interference have?
Well, probably not much in terms of the mechanics of voting. Because this was a foreign intelligence report, they're not trying to look at the behavior of U.S. voters. But they are making the point very clearly that there was no evidence that a foreign country in any way manipulated voter rolls or actual voter counting. So if you take this in tandem with what we've heard from U.S. officials who said the election was secure and did not have any fraud, they really show that we had a pretty safe election. There's no evidence that the election was riddled with any sort of fraud.
The report also says that the leader of Iran authorized an influence campaign meant to undercut Donald Trump. What did Iran do?
So it says that the Iranian leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, authorized a campaign. Now, based on what we're seeing in the report, it doesn't appear to be huge. There was one incident last year that got some attention. There was this email that seemed to be turning up in Florida, and it was purported to be from the Proud Boys, the far-right group. And in this email, it was threatening Democratic voters and telling them to vote for Donald Trump. But U.S. intelligence officials really tracked this down almost immediately, and within a day or so, they sort of said what was behind this. The report does go on to say that the Iranians opted for some cyber efforts because they're low cost, they're deniable, they don't require access to the U.S. So it was worth noting, but it doesn't seem like this was something that had much of an impact.
And how about China? What did the report say about foreign threats from China to the election?
So there was a lot of concern about China during the campaign. President Trump was very critical of China, put a lot of sanctions on them. So there was the thinking that China might try to do something as a very skilled cyber player to try to undermine the Trump campaign. In fact, Trump himself and his supporters claimed this, but they didn't provide any evidence. And the intelligence community conclusion was that China chose not to run an influence campaign. The report said, and I'll quote briefly here, it said, China sought stability in its relationship with the U.S. and did not view either election outcome, meaning Trump or Biden, as being advantageous enough to risk getting caught meddling. So it seems they sat this one out.
So does it mean that the United States did a better job at upholding the integrity of American elections? It seems as though they were more ready than they were in 2016. They could perhaps predict more. Are they doing better in actuality?
So the short answer is yes, we did see a big improvement. I mean, one domestic agency, which doesn't get a lot of attention because it's new, is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, CISA, which is part of the Homeland Security. It was created in 2018. It did a lot of the monitoring, working with states domestically and abroad. The National Security Agency has taken a lot of efforts to try to not only detect but neutralize any efforts abroad. But this has become a permanent part of our elections. That was clear in this report. It's an easy thing. It's a cheap thing for foreign countries to do. And we just need to be ready to expect it in every election going forward.
All right. Thank you, NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure.